much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it is Friday, and that means it's Frisky Friday. And I pulled that song out of the archives. I had to dust it off. Patty Page. I had thought of that this morning. And like with me it. This morning, I have Francine Armstrong, who is truly a hero in my eyes, and I'm not just saying that. She is owner, creator, founder of A Place for Hope, Small Dog, A Place of Hope, Small Dog Rescue. So good morning, Francine. Welcome.
Good morning.
I know.
It's good to be here.
You smiled when you heard that song. It's been a while.
It's been a while, yes. But it's, hey, there's a lot of doggies in windows.
No doubt about it. That's so true. Well, the organization that you have founded has done so much good in our community. Talk a little bit about just your history and who you are. And then most recently, there's just a crisis right now with dogs that need to be taken in and taken care of. So, but first, just say who you are, and you've been around for several years, and let folks know, because someone may not be familiar with your organization.
Okay. Well, we're A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. We take in dogs from all types of situations. We do a lot of owner surrenders when people have passed away or gone into nursing homes or assisted living, or they just financially can't take care of them. We get strays in all the time. We hold them for their stray hold and try to reunite them with their owners. We have been doing this since 2017, and the last year and a half has really become the most challenging, I think, that we've ever done. The community is truly in a crisis. There is so many animals that are out there, strays, dying in the streets. Animal control is not taking in a lot of dogs anymore because they're full. The shelters, all the rescues are full. And
above capacity from the folks that we've talked to on this show.
Oh, it's,
everyone's above capacity right now and looking for fosters because they don't even have room in their facilities anymore.
It's horrible. And we're a foster-based rescue, so all the dogs are in our homes. And I know a lot of people saw our post recently where we said we were going to not be able to do rescue anymore. We were going to stay in the community working with the different community support situations that we could help with, and we've been restructuring. But the outpour from the community was just so strong that we sat back and took a hard look at it and said, okay, we are going to continue to be rescue.
Thank God.
But we are going to definitely have to back down in the volume of dogs that we've had. We've had 40 to 50 dogs in rescue, and I have had so many at my house for the last 7 years that it is just all consuming, and it was affecting my health, and it was affecting just everything, my family. And so I had hit a point where I thought I couldn't do it anymore, but we are going to definitely take in a lot less dogs. We are going to focus on the dogs that are most in need.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken in several just since we made that announcement. We've got a little puppy right now that has a deformed leg and's got to have an amputation. He's adorable, but he was found as a stray. We just took in a dachshund that was found as a stray, and he was starving to death.
Aww.
He's still on stray hold for a couple more days.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so emaciated, it was horrible. And so, you know, we're just still going to keep doing what we can do, but we are going to add a lot of things to our, what will we call it, what we can do for the community. We're going to be doing more educational pieces on our Facebook page, trying to educate people on cost of owning a dog, what's required for the dog, the annual shot packages. Heartworm prevention is such a big thing here, and so many people don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Spay and neuter. If people don't start spaying and neutering their dogs, we're going to continue with this crisis. And it's so sad that so many dogs are dying on the side of the road.
Oh,
and they're being
yeah.
dumped. It's just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere. There's litters of puppies being found on the side of the road. And rescues can only do so much.
Right.
And we're volunteers. All of the rescues are. We don't get paid for this.
Mm-hmm.
So the community has got to do better. They've got to step up and help more. They've got to be responsible for their pets. We see so many lost dogs. And I watch the post, and when I see someone say, well, usually he comes right back. That's not a lost dog. That's somebody you let out. And if he wasn't fixed, he probably, you know, smelled a female in heat somewhere along
mm-hmm.
the way and took off. And then they're hit on the side of the road and people are just, you know, so devastated. I'm like, there's leash laws.
Right.
So we are gearing up for one of our new projects that we're going to do, too. We're doing our first low-cost spay and, or I'm sorry, microchip clinic. And it will be the 15th of March, next Saturday. We're going to do it at Coastal Sunrise Animal Hospital, just in their parking lot. It doesn't have anything to do with Coastal. They've just given us a place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be March 15th, 11 to 2. And we're doing microchips for $10. And that's with a lifetime registration that you never have to pay for to keep it active. So we're real excited about that, and we're hoping that this will help the community. And we're going to register the microchips ourselves for the individuals, because that's one of our biggest things that we see is people, their dogs have microchips,
mm-hmm.
but nobody ever registered them or kept them up to date.
Right.
So Coastal Sunrise Animal Hospital's location is 6209 North 9th Avenue in Pensacola. We'll be there and have lots of microchips on hand. We have a vet tech that will be inserting the microchips for us. We will require proof of rabies. That's for our safety, and plus
mm-hmm.
it's a law that
right.
your dogs are supposed to have rabies
okay.
vaccines. So, and you'll have to bring your ID so that we can get your registration done for you. So we're excited about that, and we've got some other new programs that we're starting, too.
Okay. Well, this is exciting. I love this microchip opportunity. I think this is fantastic. I'm also very grateful that you're going to stay, even if you have to cut back, but staying open and in business, because you do such a service to our community. If you just joined us talking to Francine Armstrong, she's with A Place of Hope, Small Dog Rescue. We've got more interesting news about them and what you can do to help coming up right after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a question or comment for Francine, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, and it's Frisky Friday. We have Francine Armstrong with us from A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. Right before the break, we were talking about microchips. And Francine, we got a question texted in. Francine, is there a way to check a microchip to verify we updated the info?
Yes, you can. If you have your microchip number, you can look on the company's website, depending on what company you use. And with us, we are primary on our microchips that are dogs from our rescue. So we maintain everything for people, and they just message us updated information. And we have a lady that's her job. She works with microchips. But if you're not sure who your company is, you can scan, have the dog scanned, and then you do a search for the microchip number, and it'll tell you the company that the microchip came from. And we're happy to help with that. If anybody needs help with that, we can scan anytime for you that, you know, and we offer to scan lost and found dogs. We have a lady in Pace, we have a lady in Gulf Breeze, and then myself here in Pensacola that all have a scanner, so we can help with that. And it is so crucial to keep the information updated.
Mm-hmm.
People don't even think about it after they do it, you know. And a lot of times we see they get a microchip and then never go in and ever register it with anything. And that's really frustrating because, you know, somebody took the time to microchip the dog.
Right.
But there's nothing there.
You've got to sign up. You've got to register. Usually online, too. So
yes,
make sure that gets done. And just in case someone just joined us, this is Frisky Friday, 850-437-1620. We love your questions, and I'm sure Francine will do her best to answer them and to text those in. But in the meantime, if you could say again, this, speaking of microchips, the event that's coming up, because I think this is great.
Yes, it's going to be a low-cost microchip clinic. It's going to be a $10 cost to the public. It's a lifetime registration. We'll register the dog for you. We'll gather the information from you. These microchips will not stay registered to our rescue for life. You will be the primary on them. If it's a dog from us, we stay primary and list our people as the adopter. So it's going to be at Coastal Sunrise Animal Hospital in their parking lot, 6209 North 9th Avenue in Pensacola. And we are going to require proof of rabies and bring your ID so we can get your information. And we have a vet tech from Coastal that will be helping us out, and she will be inserting the microchips. And so it's going to be such a good thing because microchips are expensive to get done. And they are so helpful in getting dogs back home. That's the key to it, is getting these dogs back home, the ones that are lost. And sometimes they dump them even with microchips, mm-hmm. but at least we can find out information about the dog. We can find out the dog's age. We can find out the dog's name, if it's a dump dog, if nobody ever claims it. But so microchips are there for all kinds of reasons. And, you know, we started doing microchips, I believe, in 2017, 2018, mm-hmm. and it has made such a difference. We see dogs out so often, and we always offer to, you know, scan them or have them scanned because we want to make sure they're not one of ours.
Right.
Yeah, we want to get them home. We come out in force if mm-hmm. our dogs get out and help people find them.
Yeah.
So,
well, the technology is amazing.
It is.
And, I mean, the best we could do before was when you had the added expense of a little dog collar with a little dog tag on there. So it's great that we still have those, but the microchip is available now.
And some people have asked us on our website about the microchip. They think it's a medical procedure, like a surgery.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's inserted with a syringe.
It's like a shot, kind of,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a shot. Now, if you look at it, it's a big old needle, but it takes 30 seconds mm-hmm. to insert it.
Okay.
Some dogs will fuss. Some dogs won't even move. It's a quick, simple thing, and then they're safe.
Very important. We do have a text that came in. It's kind of a question comment. Don't firehouses have scanners for your pets?
I believe they do. All the vets have scanners
okay.
also, and even the pet stores.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of the sheriff's departments do now, too.
Yeah, so no, that's great.
There's so many places you can get it done.
So talking with Francine Armstrong with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, they do have a great Facebook page, and you can go to their website. I am in love with almost every dog that you have, but they do the best pictures of the pups that they have, and they're not all puppies. Some are older dogs.
Yes.
With lots of different ages, different breeds, but small, mostly.
Occasionally
small. A big dog, but.
Yeah. But sometimes if it's in a bad enough situation, I can't say no. So,
but I know you have an angel program. Talk a little bit about that, because you still need food and you need all the things that
yes.
even a regular care facility would need.
And one of the things that we are going to try to work towards, we are starting the process now. We are going to try to implement a community program that helps with supplies when people need them. We get so many donations of, it could be anything, dog food bowls, sweaters, collars, leashes, mm-hmm. harnesses, just so much, pee pads, dog food we tend to buy, but we are going to try to get some companies to help us with sponsoring some dog food donations for the community. We used to have a program here that did a great job with that and helped with needy families to mm-hmm. help keep dogs in their homes. And that's something that we have decided we're going to try to figure out now how we can help with that, whether it's just a food pantry or a supply pantry. I saw one in Las Vegas when I was out with my granddaughter, and it was amazing. And it was just a little thing on a lady's front porch where she just had stuff for people to come get if they were in need.
That sounds fantastic. All right, you're listening to Frisky Friday on Pep Talk with Francine Armstrong and A Place of Hope, Small Dog Rescue. Going to take a quick break and talk a little bit more about how you can help them out, maybe make a contribution or donation. We'll have more info for you coming up next. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's Frisky Friday. Francine Armstrong is here with A Place of Hope, Small Dog Rescue. So we were talking about possibly donations because you can always use money to help with medical expenses, that kind of thing. How can people reach you?
Yes, we have our website. It's aplaceofhoperescue.com. And we also have a Facebook page. And we have donations on our page where they can go use PayPal, they can use a credit card, or they can do Venmo. We just did a big fundraiser for Opal. She's a little Pomeranian that had to have open heart surgery. Aww. She had a hole in her heart, and we were able to get that repaired, and we've been collecting donations to help with that because her surgery was $5,000.
Wow. Okay.
And we've got little Trey that has to have his amputation, and so some people sent in money for that, and we can't do it without the community. It is so important, but we are not afraid to take on these hard medical cases, mm-hmm. and that's one of the things that we really will concentrate on. And we are also doing some community spays and neuters. We decided that we would do 52 this year.
Wow.
We've already done maybe 4 so far, and we're trying to do needy families who really need the help on having it done. And so you can go to our Facebook page. You can see all the adoptable dogs. As the process is going with us bringing our numbers down, we still have about 25 right now in rescue. And most of them are listed on our site where you can see their adoption fees and you can see their bios. Christine does a beautiful job on the bios.
They're very detailed, their personalities.
And you know,
where would they fit in best with a cat or a dog or kids or no kids? I mean, it's so specific.
Well, and that's the beauty of having them in our home. It's mm-hmm. different than having them in a facility. They're in our homes and we're seeing, you know, do they need a fenced yard? Do they need an active family? Are they good with kids? Are they going to eat cats? You know, we try to figure this out.
Okay. Francine, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I know how busy you are. She's with A Place of Hope, Small Dog Rescue. Talk to me, your website or a phone number, whatever they can, how they can get in touch with you.
Yes, it's aplaceofhoperescue.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Francine. This is Meg with Pep Talk. I hope everyone has a fabulous weekend. I encourage you to go to the Facebook page or their website and pick a pup today.
There.